This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Senior Jinx.
Oh, Civil. Man, not you too, man. You're supposed to do the news. Facts.
That is news.
I mean, Tom, folks been texting me. I'm like, hey, I ain't had nothing to do with that. I said, I didn't even make the call on Friday. I wasn't sorry. I mean, woo. Man.
He's a little Roland, tender. He's a
Roland,
tender.
You know what happened.
What happened?
They didn't want Marshawn Lynch to win the game.
No, they just got cute. That's what happened. They got cute.
He's been running the ball all day
on
the
agree.
1 yard line. Your money play supposed to be the Marshawn Lynch, but no beast mode in the Super Bowl. He would have been MVP. He would have grabbed his package. He would have not spoken to the press, and the jokes would have just continued. And they did
which
not want
which is stronger,
want
Roland, the white man or the light man?
Well, the best one I saw was that 17 years after getting fired, Pete Carroll finally delivers a Super Bowl to the Patriots. That was the best one that I saw.
That was the trophy's going to be flat.
Let's talk about the commercials.
That's right. Okay, so do we have my guest there?
Yes.
Okay, so, folks, so we saw the commercials, and it's always a big part of Super Bowl Sunday. This year was kind of weird, so I reached out to my frat brother, Ahmad Islam. He is the co-founder of Common Ground, based in Chicago, the fifth largest black ad agency in America, and it is the reigning Black Enterprise Ad Agency of the Year. So, Ahmad, all of us, what was the deal? Normally, Super Bowl commercials are funny, irreverent, over the top. This year, it was sad, inspirational. We had crying daddies.
Who wants that?
What were companies trying to do this year?
You know, I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, there are times when you get to a point where you run out of jokes. I mean, I don't think that ever happens.
Not here.
J.F. McDonald's is not happy with that one.
That does not happen on this show, but at times you run out of jokes. And I think you're also in a situation where, you know, the mood in the country is a bit more serious at times. And I think there was an attempt to kind of move away from sophomoric humor, but you still had humor. A lot of it was celebrity-based. I mean, you had the, you know, Doritos commercial about the middle seat, which I'm sure anybody that flies Southwest can relate to the ice grill because you don't want anybody to sit next to you. So, I mean, I think there was humor, but I think there was just a movement to be more serious, I think there were some brands that went a little bit overboard in terms of the seriousness because, you know, the Super Bowl is still a celebration. And so I think it was really a move to be more serious, to deliver, you know, just a more impactful message and go beyond just kind of trying to entertain through humor.
Even GoDaddy. GoDaddy normally has the sexy over-the-top, and then all of a sudden they went to some dude sitting at the desk working.
Yeah, some of it
was that a replacement ad, or was that whole GoDaddy thing? It just seemed really staged last week.
You know, they actually had some other stuff, I think, online. I mean, I think part of it, too, is a lot of brands are trying to balance what they're doing in that 30 seconds or that 60 seconds during the game with what they're doing online, building up to it and after. I mean, a big part of how brands measure success of a Super Bowl ad now is obviously the buzz and the talk value they get in the social space and really just, you know, the energy that they create around the ad once it's aired and even before it's aired now. I mean, if you think about it, back in the day, you couldn't see a Super Bowl ad until the game. I mean, for the most part, if you do a little research, you're able to see most of the ads the week prior to the game.
Yeah.
What would you do, what is Nationwide saying this morning? Because, man, they run this commercial with this kid. I would have done all these things if I was still alive.
Man, that was.
And, man, folks just said that kills Super Bowl parties. I mean, they were getting slammed. Now, granted, they were at the top in terms of discussion. Is that really where you want to be at the top where people are slamming you saying you a buzzkill?
Again, I think it depends on how you set your objectives. You know, I heard a statement from them last night saying that their goal was to start a conversation. Well, If that was your goal, you know, mission accomplished. But, you know, I think the other interesting thing about them is they had another commercial that, you know, a lot of people didn't remember. That was it was about the woman who thought she was invisible. And it was very humorous, kind of in that whole celebrity humor vein. So the interesting thing for me was you had a company that, you know, in a world where in a marketing space where people talk about the importance of consistency, that went to the two opposite ends of the spectrum. The by far most serious, you know, to your point, kind of buzzkill commercial of the Super Bowl. I mean, I have a kid, so I had already seen, you know, Like a Girl, and that, you know, made me fired up, want to go home and hug my daughter. Mm. And then I saw that spot and was like, okay, here we go again. And then it ended, and it was like, oh, wait a minute. But, I, you know,
what
I think
was your favorite? What did you like,
you know,
based upon your experience and everything?
My favorite was Like a Girl.
Yeah, mine's like that
a lot. And I have, you know, I have a 9-year-old little girl who would have definitely been one of the ones throwing punches at the end of the commercial. And so, because I think part of what's important with commercials is to create that personal connection.
I thought it was interesting. It was always commercial, sanitary.
I think that's the other. I think that's the other challenge because I honestly did not remember what brand it was. I had to go back and check.
But the other thing, when they kept saying
Fiat
like a
was
girl,
funny.
Didn't you think the baseball, the girl that throws the baseball, would have been in that commercial?
Monique Davis
would have been in that somewhere. Yeah.
That would have been a good.
I kept thinking that that's
that
how they would end it.
Well, every year they rank the commercials. They do a ranking, but I didn't see one this morning. Did they?
Did they do it?
It came out. USA Today did one. Yeah, Like a Girl. Like a Girl was actually number two.
And the Budweiser.
Yeah, was number three.
Budweiser was number one with the dog and the Clydesdales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I will say this, Ahmad. It was the first commercial. I loved it. I saw it earlier. And that was a woman who lost both of her legs, the Toyota Camry commercial.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That was a great commercial.
Yeah, that was a great spot. And, you know, bringing Muhammad Ali into it always helped.
Yep. Yeah. Ahmad Islam, common ground. We appreciate it, bro. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.